Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Wolf's Den. And now your host, with the faith only mother could love, Chimber Wolf.
Oh, hello, everybody. This is Timber Wolf here. And we're starting our new radio talk show here. Basically, this is the first time for me doing this. And it's just kind of strange for me to do, especially when I'm doing it over the phone, because this is how it's being done. But to let you know what the Wolf's Den is about here on Blog Chat Radio, this is TWLF the Wolf, and you're listening to the Wolf's Den. Now, like I said, this is my. I've been on the radio before, but I've usually had everything hooked up to the computer and, you know, not speaking over the phone. But to tell you what the Wolf's Den here is about, it's about. We mainly talk about My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. That's going to be the bulk of the any of the shows. And we'll try to have guests on here as much as possible if we can get them here. The last time I've had a radio show was on tinychat.com, so I hope everybody enjoys this program. In order for you to enjoy this program, you can come up here, I guess, and, you know, be a listener. And but to become a host or become a guest, it also has a guest number to call in. So if it ain't at all times, you know, you feel like, you know, if you're listening to the show, and since I don't have any guests today, I figure I'll let some of the listeners turn around and maybe call in. You can, if you got a Skype-y, with me, Skype, I can't call through Skype. I have to pay for that as I go along the way. And I don't have that kind of cash, so at least they'll put this through on my phone bill. Seriously, though. excuse me. But for me, if I were to have you as a guest, it has a guest number, and I'll send you the guest number, and I'll let you dial it from there, or you can get through on Skype. But anyway, like I said, this is kind of strange for me, holding up the phone to my ear and trying to talk at the same time and do everything. But like I said before, this program is going to be mostly about My Little Pony Friendship and Magic, but we will have some other subjects along the way. Myself, I am an animator. I do animation. I used to do animation on GoAnimate. Now I do it on Plotagon because GoAnimate no longer has Go Plus, as they call it. And so I can't do much of that stuff. And I did have the Wolf's Den before on TinyChat, but TinyChat's advertisements tend to get in the way. Every time an advertisement would come up, it would mess with the frequency of the, you know, and I couldn't get things done in a way. So I decided, I found this area here, and I thought, well, what the heck, I'll give it a shot. So here I am. But a lot of the guests, I'm going to try to be getting guests from around the MLP community, some of the people who do fanfics, you know, some of the commentators, some of the blind commentators I'll try to have up here as well, and maybe some of the other people that I, you know from GoAnimate, I might bring them up and explain what they're doing anymore today, but that's going to be minor because, like I said, majorly this is going to be about My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. And if you hear stuff going on in the background, that's the heater setting up. I'm sitting here in the Everfree Forest in the middle of there, and the weather around here is, you know, is kind of cool right now. So, yeah, I got to have a heater on. But like they say, if you don't like the weather in the Everfree Forest, wait 5 minutes. It'll change. So anyway, give you a little bit more background about myself. I am called Timberwolf. I am the only winged wolf here in Equestria. And hopefully I can get a good radio station going out of this. I'm also an animator, and I also do remakes of songs for My Little Pony. Basically, one of my better ones that I do up on SoundCloud was I'll Never Smoke Weed with Twilight Again, and which got over 400 hits, and I only did that 3 months ago. While the other two that I have on are roughly in the teens, in the 20s. But I might upload that up here, and, you know, sometimes if I don't get a guest or I don't get something like that, I'll try to upload an audio clip and I'll play it. So you might hear me doing a song. Ah, but anyway. Like I said, I'll try to get guests up here as soon as I possibly can, despite regular things going on here and there. So anyway, I'm sitting here looking at the on-air clock. I can only do a 30-minute show, so like I said, I'm not really 110% prepared for this because I really didn't know how to get on. I thought I was going to get on through Skype. The only problem is I need to upgrade Skype, and it was a last-minute type of deal, and I had to call it in on phone or landline. So hopefully I'll learn better next time. I'll check Skype out and see how much it's going to cost me per month to have me to do that. Since Go Animate is no longer going to have Go Plus, that's going to be saving me $6 a month. So, like I said, I buy stuff through the internet, and Go Animate was pretty good. And now I'm on Plotagon, and Plotagon's a little bit better, not quite so much as far as adding voices to my animation. I mean, I can add my voice, but I cannot, you know, have somebody else give me a voice and I can add it on to that. That's going to cost me money there, and I decided, no, I won't take that just yet. But anyway, Season 5 is now over for My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. One of the other things I plan on doing here is probably going through, you know, each one of the episodes or not like going through them. I would say going through them. I'll go through season one, and I'll tell you what I might like on that. That'll probably be on another show. Probably next show I do, I'm thinking maybe Saturday I'll do a show probably around 8 p.m. But anywho, let me check on something here real quick. Okay. Take me offline there. No, I just want to take myself offline to turn around and do that with. And basically, I'm just exploring the area here. Like I said, this is my first time doing it here. Please bear with me. That's mute. See screen? No. In order for me to see the screen, I got to upgrade, and I don't want to upgrade. But, anywho. There we go. Let's check this part out. I wanted to see who was all basically here as far as if I have any listeners here. But, anywho. Okay. Evidently,
let's check this part out. I wanted to see who was all, basically.
As you can see,
as far as if I have any listeners here.
Okay. So anyway, we'll just cut that out there. Oh my. Ah, Lord above. I went to the main area that if you could hear it in the background there. I went to the main area. But now I'm back on the regular switchboard area. And like I said, this radio show, the first radio show always sucks. You ever notice that? It's not like I don't have anything to say. It's like I'm just exploring the area because, like I said, it's a new station I'm going through. And, excuse me. Ugh. I have to have a drink here. There we go. Enough money, a good rum and coke. And, yes, I will turn around and be drunk half the time when I'm doing radio shows anyway. anywho. Oh, jeez. What a nice thing to hear. But, as I always say, my show, my rules. Oh, man. But, anyway. Let's get back on track, get back on subject here. I was talking about when I don't have guests on, I'll probably turn around and... let me check this out here. I'm always checking something out. Which I don't know what I'm doing here. All right. So evidently I can't see who all's in the chat in the chat rooms. So sorry. But like I said, if you're listening to the show and you just want to turn around, call in, ask a question, our guest call-in number is 213-943-3445. That's usually for guests. But since I don't have any guests, if you want to call in for something, you know, ask me any questions, yeah, please do so. I hope to hear you over the phone here. And like I said, this is a 30-minute-long show. So, anyhow, like I said, it's kind of hard to talk about things for 30 minutes. But anyway, getting back on track again, since I've drawn myself so far off track, usually I'm more focused than this. If we don't have a guest, like I said before, and I have listeners, they're more than welcome to call in as a guest, not as a guest, but, you know, just call in and, you know, ask me questions or what have you, and that should make a decent show out of it all. If we do have a guest, we might allow our audience to turn around and call in, and okay. All right, we got somebody here on the line, I guess. Hang on. We have Fallen Angel here. Let's see what... Hello, hey. You're on here.
Visual Pony, by the way.
Oh, hi, Visual Pony. How's it going?
Oh... So far, so good. And for you?
Yeah, well, you're breaking up a little bit on my side, but...
hang on one second. I have my ear and things something to one of my other... I'll just upload. Maybe it'll be a bit better then.
Oh, yeah, it should. Like I said, this is my first time being on this system here at blogtalk.com. I used to be on TinyChat for a while, and that was a lot better. But this one here is kind of confusing, so I don't. Like I said, if I don't have a guest, you know, anybody in the studio, I can turn around, call in, and ask any questions they want.
Yeah, well, you sent me an invite to this, so here I am.
Well, it's good to hear you. It's I watch your channel on YouTube every now and then, and of course, I got you up on Google Plus, and I said,
yeah,
this might.
That's another thing. If you want to do something like this, you can do this via Google Hangouts. It's much easier, and you don't have the 30-minute limitation.
Ah. Yeah. Well, that's like I said, I was on Tiny Chat, and they were giving. At first, I thought, you know, it was unlimited type of a place, and I found out that every 30 minutes they were knocking me off the air, and I was wondering why. Until I checked into it later on, because I used to have about 7 or 8 people, you know, come on and, you know, listen to my show, and it would go on for about an hour or two before I'd cut out. But now it's like if I only had like one person on there listening to me, it'd be like 30 minutes later, they would just cut me right off. And
Well, you don't have that limitation with Google Hangouts. I had this one live stream going. I had only, I think, 5 people in there.
Uh-huh.
And it went on for over 2 hours.
Huh. And you can also put that right on YouTube as well.
Yeah, it's automatically saved and added to your YouTube channel.
Yeah. So, anyways, well, since I got you on here... just for the heck of it. What did you think of Season 5 so far?
Oh, my God. Season 5 was awesome, to be honest. There was so much... What I really like about the show in the last 2 seasons, basically, was the multitude of songs. I really liked the song. And what I really liked about Season 5 specifically... was that, first of all, of course, the Cutie Mark Crusaders got their cutie marks.
Yeah. And I kind of like that because we didn't know anything about it until right at the end of the show, which really shocked a lot of people. Now, if you go back to the show where Pinkie Pie knows, it was already automatic that Princess Cadence was pregnant. They should have waited towards the end of the show to reveal that, and it would have blew people's minds.
Yeah, in a way you're right, but in this particular episode, it was funny to watch Pinkie Pie.
Well, yeah, that's true too, but they could still had her, you know, going nuts, but drawing the audience being nuts too is like, what does she know? What does she know? And then towards the end, just, you know, come out with it.
I know what you mean. As you know, I've written stories myself, and some episodes I seriously think they could have been done better, but it's what we get, so we have to work with what we get.
Oh yeah. I mean, the one episode that I really didn't, you know, respond to as well is the other Sisterhood Social, where Big Mac was taking Apple Bloom to the Sisterhood Social as a cousin, and they had him dressed up in a dress and what have you. It's like, oh, good Lord.
Brotherhood Social, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I've seen...
This was hilarious.
Yeah, it was hilarious, but... To tell you the truth, Robin Williams put a dress on better than he did. I mean...
we have seen in the original Sisterhood Social episode, and even there in Brotherhood Social, they say that the Sisterhood Social event has very loose definitions on what a sister is.
Uh-huh.
So why not, for example, get one of the other town's ponies to go... to participate with Apple Bloom. I mean, having this conflict that Big Mac wants to be closer to his little sister again was, of course, a nice touch.
Oh,
But it just made the whole thing awkward, especially at the end where he just charged through everyone and knocked everyone aside.
Yeah. Well, what I would like to have seen is when Rarity and Applejack went to Manhattan, they should have ran into Babseed and sent Babseed hurrying back and saw those two dudes who social together.
That's actually a very interesting idea. Because she is from Manhattan, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Babs isn't a character that I'm very interested in, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, they only brought her back one time, and, you know, I figured they could bring her back again at that point in time.
Would have been cool. I mean, in the comics, she does make another appearance, as far as I remember.
Uh-huh.
But I only know that because I saw it in one of Silverquill's videos, where he did an analysis of that particular comic.
Oh, yeah. Well, you gotta remember, Silverquill is kind of a comic himself, and I watch him, too. And it's like, that boy gets abused. Drunk and abused, I swear.
Yeah. I mean, I find him funny, even though it's kind of sad. I've tried to contact him once, and I didn't get an answer. Wanted him to voice act for me.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I do a lot of voice acting myself. If you've ever seen my YouTube channel there, I do regular animation, especially like on Plotagon and Go Animate, which I no longer do on Go Animate because my Go Plus ends here on the 12th, which means I won't be making animation there anymore. So a lot of my stuff is on Plotagon. But I do voice acting here and there.
Yeah, the thing is, I would have had the perfect role for him in Project Horizons.
Uh-huh.
I mean, imagine his voice, this deep voice, as the voice of Life Bloom from Ten Pony Tower.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that would have fitted pretty well, but, yeah,
I
said, I never got a reply from him, so, yeah.
Well, if you give me a second here, I want to pause right now for station identification.
You're
no
listening
problem.
To the Wolf's Den on TWOLF, the Wolf, in the Everfree Forest.
Okay, there we go. And
in
we're
the
back.
In the Everfree Forest, oh my god. How did this story... There is a story on Obab Scribbler's channel, I think, Heroic Tales of Heroically Heroic Heroes.
Yeah.
And one character there says that the Everforce is a place where creatures live that have more teeth than strictly necessary.
Well, I'm the only winged wolf out here, so it's... I mean... Considering you've got Dr. Wolf, he's in Ponyville, so I figure,
yeah,
what the heck.
And
I'm
frequently
the only winged wolf.
Get this office destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've liked quite a bit of his stuff, and, you know, through Google Plus, I sent him a message, you know, if he wanted to come up here. And every time I do, he always says no.
Well...
I think he's still busy with all the bronies turning around and asking him questions, because ever since episode 100, I think it's blown people's minds ever since then. It's like every show after that, people have just been...
Yeah, episode 100, Slice of Life was just... first of all, of course, fan favorite Octavia finally got a canon voice.
Yeah. But Vinyl Scratch never did.
And you know why? Because I think no one would accept a voice that is not no whacking.
Yeah.
At this point.
And of course, Derpy was the very first one to talk, but now they don't have her as Derpy anymore. They got her name down as Muffin. I do.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Thank you, soccer moms. Y'all can kiss my ass.
I agree totally. I like the. I'm one of the bronies. I got into the fandom after the whole Save Derpy thing, and but I saw the episode with her original voice first.
Yeah.
And I liked it. And then someone said to me, sent me a link to this whole Save Derpy stuff, and I looked up the new voice, and it just doesn't fit.
No, but at least they still got the eye movement, and they still got her original form. But,
yeah, that's at least something.
And her attitude's still pretty much the same. Kind of a wondering type of a deal, but not quite, you know, inquisitive, I would say.
Klutzy as before.
Yeah. At least I still got that.
Yeah, I mean, Derpy Hooves is one of my favorite characters. She's just funny. Yeah. But then again, I must say that even though I love the show, I focus more on fan fictions and stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, everybody, you know, everybody's got a fanfic to turn around and do. I'm writing one right now. It's an American Timberwolf in Equestria.
Okay. An American
Timberwolf. It's about a naval pilot who basically gets shot down, but when he gets shot down, he's going through this dark black cloud, and the enemy who is supposed to be shooting at him fires a missile into the cloud. And when it blows up in front of him. And the black cloud, you know, is actually makes it sort of like a porthole where he comes out of a black cloud that hangs over the Everfree Forest. And then he finds out
to crash.
Well, no, he comes out of the cloud in the Everfree Forest and lands just outside of Ponyville, but he doesn't land. He ejects, and he finds out that his human form has turned basically into one of a winged wolf.
So I guess it's kind of a self-insert story, could that be?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, what I've learned about such stories is that you got to be careful about overpowering your character.
Yeah.
That was
something.
Well,
it's not going to be completely about, you know, my character. I'm going to try to have, you know, a lot of scenes or a lot of episodes with just the main six or, you know, something like that there. I mean, because I know, because like I say, I do animation, and I had a lot of animation with just me as the main character all the time. And, you know, the first couple times, the reviews got pretty good. After that, it was like, why don't you have more characters in there? It's like, okay. Instead of being about you all the time, you know? So, you learn the hard way.
Yeah, it's like within Fallout Equestria Project Horizons when I think the dealer says to Blackjack, it's not always about you.
Yeah. So, you know, you gotta learn the hard way sometimes.
Yeah, for me it was back in the day when I wrote A Knightly Guardian.
I'll check that one out.
You can't.
Oh, it's not.
I took it offline.
Yeah. You still have the Fallout Equestria ones, right?
Yes, of course. But
I
took
listening to those, and I kind of lost track after you kind of like paused it for a while, and I never got back with it. Okay, well, anyway,
yeah.
I got to get going here because I only got 60 seconds left. Well, thanks a lot for coming on the air.
No
thanks
problem.
Thanks a lot for listening. Okay. Well, I'll catch you later then. My next show might be Saturday, if you want to come
okay.
out. So, all
right. We'll see.
You have a good day. Okay.
You
bye.
Too. Bye.
Anyway, and that will do it for the show today. I got 60 seconds left. This is Timberwolf for the Wolf's Den. I hope everybody's enjoyed the show, and I was surprised that... that I did have somebody come on, and I'd like to thank them very much, Virtual Pony, and I will see you all maybe Saturday, and Everybody, have a good day, and let me know what you think of the show. You have a good day. This is Timberwolf signing off. Goodbye.